Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, so the real question to start today is, did you stay up for one shining moment? Raise your hand if you stayed up for one shining moment. There's one of us that has their hand up in this double studio.
Listen,
Josh Schmidt.
4 a.m. comes early. Leave me alone.
I'll admit, it was the first time in a few years that I stayed up for one shining moment. But I wanted to watch it. And partly because it was a really good basketball game, score-wise, drama-wise. It was not the best played basketball game. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, it was pretty sloppy and choppy.
Yeah, I mean,
what'd you think of that ending sequence? It was pretty crazy.
Well, good question that I'm going to ask TJ Reeves. He is the Buccaneers sideline reporter, my sideline reporter from another mother, but he also is a college basketball announcer. He does play-by-play, and he's at the Final Four. He's there. He's in San Antonio. We're going to talk to him today at 10:30. And one of the questions I'm going to ask him is this. Did Houston lose it, or did Florida win it? And I think in the final sequence, I give more credit to Florida than I do criticize Houston. I think I criticize Houston for the final several minutes. They lost that game. Florida did not just take it to them the last several minutes. Houston made mistakes, and Florida capitalized. You give them credit for that. But to me, Florida won the game on the final possession with great defense. They just didn't. They smothered them. They did not allow. You get the ball out to the wing, and all of a sudden, you have two guys rushing at the ball handler. You throw the ball to the top of the key. You have two more guys rushing at the ball handler. You throw the ball to the other wing, and suddenly here comes the closeout. What a great closeout, which forces the Houston guard to go up in the air and then bounce the ball down. And he knows right there it's a walk. If he touches the ball, it's up and down, it's walk, it's, you know, travel. That's elite. He can't do that. So he knows that. And the game is over essentially right there. So what? It's funny. See? Now, I do not want to be the hot take machine here. You know that, here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But I just said something to Josh, and it's the exact same question they're having on the hot take machine ESPN. But I will say, it's not the hot take artists like normally. This is Ryan Clark talking with Seth Greenberg. And he says, and it says, title game more of a Florida comeback or Houston collapse? So I think it was more of a Houston collapse for the last couple minutes. I think it was more about Florida's defense in the final possession. That's the way I look at it. We're going to talk with TJ Reeves coming up. He is, like I said, the Buccaneers sideline reporter in the NFL. But the reason I'm going to have TJ on today, he's at the Final Four. He's in San Antonio covering it. He does a lot of college basketball play-by-play, and he's there as part of, you know, the college basketball scene. So we'll talk with him, ask him exactly, you know, what he thinks about how everything unfolded yesterday. Before we get to that, though, in just a moment or two, we're actually going to have on the air. We got to do this a little bit earlier today because we set this up, and I really wanted to bring it to you because today's the day where they're kind of promoting it and in town. The Paralympics, the World Para Hockey Ice Hockey Championships is coming to Buffalo this year. That is coming to Buffalo May 24th through May 31st this year at the Lecom Harbor Center. All right, and tickets are going to go on sale. They are on sale, I believe. That, in fact, they are now. You got USA, Canada, China, Korea, Germany, Czechia, Slovakia, and Norway. They're all coming in for the Paralympics Ice Hockey Championships. We've had these in the United States before. And we have some incredible athletes in the Paralympic competitions and in sled hockey. So we're going to talk with maybe one or both of Jack Wallace, who's on the U.S. national team, and Kevin McKee, who's also a member of the national team. They're going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, and you can kind of learn a little bit more about it. So we'll talk with them and, you know, what's going on as they're in town promoting it and also getting ready for the actual competition, which is at the end of May. And again, you can go watch it May 24th through 31st right downtown at the Lecom Harbor Center. So we'll do that here in just a moment. We'll get them on the line. We'll ask them a few questions about it, and that will that'll be a good conversation to have about another really cool event coming to downtown. And it's going to be at Lecom Harbor Center. And we know that right next door to there is KeyBank Center, and then there's a report that says the county will be walking away from the lease in October. And I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about this, and you kind of think about that and whether or not the Sabres themselves and the Pegulas would take over and own it, which is a possibility, or if it will be just the city of Buffalo, which is actually what the lease is going to transfer to anyway once the county walks away from it. And then you put that together with what Bills and Sabres COO Pete Guelli told me at the owners' meetings about a week ago, which is basically, hey, downtown, we want it to be a destination, the KeyBank Center. We want KeyBank Center to be a destination for not only hockey, but college basketball and a lot of other events, and believes that building up that surrounding area will really help with that. So I'm very curious, as this story goes forward, where all of that lies. So we'll do that. We'll talk about that, you know, as the kind of timeline unfolds here when it comes to the lease and the report that's out there. And Jeremy and Joe talked a little bit about it this morning. In the meantime, like I said, a couple of Paralympic sled hockey team members going to join me here in a moment. TJ Reeves at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 a.m. on the Final Four. 803-0550. Good to be with you today. I'll explain a little bit later why I wasn't here yesterday and kind of talk about something I've never done in my life until yesterday. So we'll do that today as well. I want to get into Ovi. Alex Ovechkin scores the goal. I have not been on the air since it actually happened. We talked a lot about it leading up. I tweeted something about it last week, and a lot of people took the tweet wrong, and I had to kind of tell them what I was kind of referencing and meant by it. And people got really defensive about something they shouldn't be defensive about, and it kind of, you ever been in those positions where you really believe in something, but then so many other people, I almost wound up going the other way. I wanted to push back on something I believe in just to tell people, back off a little bit. You're not understanding. So that happened a little bit. And we'll do all that today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good to be with you. And by the way, we are less than, well, how many? When is the draft? April 24th, right? So it is Tuesday, April 8th today. We are less than 3 weeks away. We are a little over 2 weeks away from the first round of the NFL draft, Thursday night, April 24th. Is the night of the first round of the NFL draft. So we'll do that, get into it a little bit more as we go on here. We have profiles for you from Howard Simon, Joe Marino. They've been writing at WGR550.com. You can check out some of their draft profiles, Joe Marino from Locked On Bills, and of course Howard Simon here, who's enjoying his Mets, by the way, in a nice run. Yankees aren't on a very good run. The Yankees are in Detroit today. Did you watch baseball yesterday? I did. Yankees played at 3:10. I turned down the game. It's snowing. Still snowing. I mean, it's snowing here a little bit in Buffalo. Can we just get past the snow, get to the spring, get to the warm weather? Can we do that? It'd be nice. I'll be out heading out of town here at the end of this week and into next week. I've been looking at the weather. By the time I get back, then we'll have some. Then we'll have some good weather. It looks like at least, you know, average, I guess, near 60 degrees. All right, we're gonna jump on the West Her Hotline right now. We have a couple of U.S. National Sled Hockey Team members who are going to be joining me, and I'll get you their names right now. Once again, I don't want to get them wrong. I want to describe and tell you who they are, because we're going to have a conversation about what's happening at the end of May. Jack Wallace and Kevin McKee, both on the West Her Hotline. They join me right now. They are members of the U.S. National Sled Team, and of course, the Para Hockey Ice Hockey Championships coming to Buffalo May 24th through 31st. So Jack and Kevin, Sal Capaccio here. Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you got it. Jack, let me start with you a little bit. Can you kind of give us your background a little bit on you playing for the Paralympic team here in Buffalo?
Yeah, I started playing hockey since I was like 3 years old and got hurt when I was 10, transitioned to sled hockey. And yeah, the goal has always been to be on the U.S. team, playing for my country. And I actually got my start on the U.S. national team just at the Northtown Center. It's where we used to have tryouts. So, Buffalo's definitely got a special place.
No doubt about it. Tell us a little bit about what other tournaments you've played in your career.
Yeah, so I've been to two different Paralympic Games, a bunch of World Championships, a couple World Cups, and yeah, throughout my career, the team's been really successful, so looking forward to keeping it going.
And then, Kevin, how about you? Davenport, Iowa native, it says right here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and playing on the U.S. national team.
Yeah, so I started playing sled hockey when I was about 10 years old. My sister was a figure skater, so they had a local tri-sled hockey event, so I tried it out and fell in love with it right away. And then kind of just over the last, like, the next couple, 3-4 years, I got noticed by the USA development team and went to a camp and then found out all about the Paralympics, learned about all that, and it was a goal of mine to make that team. So I tried out 3 years, and then in 2011 I made it, and been fortunate enough to be still on the team now.
What do you remember about 2015 here in Buffalo?
I remember the flags going like crazy. I remember the first game coming out and everyone was cheering, and I had the little flags just waving everywhere, and it was packed.
Also a wheelchair lacrosse player, a real estate investor, served as an assistant coach at the USA Hockey National Sled Development Camp. Pretty impressive and extensive resume. Tell us about the wheelchair lacrosse that you play in.
Yeah, so I started playing wheelchair lacrosse about 6 years ago. It was just a sport that, you know, I was able to do in the summer, and it was a lot like hockey and a lot like wheelchair basketball that I played too. So, yeah, it was nothing I knew about the sport. Like, I didn't know anything about the game, how you played or anything, but they did another event in Chicago to try it out. And, yeah, I kind of picked it up pretty quick because it was a lot like hockey, the, you know, how you played. And then I loved how physical it was, of course. It was like you just beat someone with that stick. So, yeah, it's been a blast. And we had a tournament here in Buffalo, I think it was 2 years ago, and at the Riverworks, and it was another great atmosphere there too.
And Jack, I'm reading here that you are also a competitive para-canoe rower. Amazing. What is that?
Yeah, so it's another Olympic, Paralympic sport. It's basically just sprint kayaking. So imagine rowing, but you're facing the right way. And yeah, so I was trying to qualify for Paris and came up just short. But yeah, was in the top 15 in the world for a couple of years. So hopefully get back at it after Milan and look to qualify for LA. But right now the focus is definitely on Milan and Buffalo in a couple of weeks here.
So a lot of us watched the Four Nations, obviously, and it was Canada against the U.S., a couple of different battles, including the championship game there. Is there the same rivalry between the U.S. and Canada, Jack, when it comes to Paralympics and sled hockey?
Oh yeah, trust me. Maybe even a little more so, especially on the sled side and even the women's side. In the past decade, it's pretty much only been U.S. and Canada in every gold medal game ever. So, yeah, the rivalry is there. And recently, our games have been as tight as they've been in a long time. You know, it's kind of been a coin flip recently of who's going to win these games. And Canada's developed a really good team and come out to play us really tough in the last few years. So the rivalry is definitely definitely back, and it'll make for a good show.
And Kevin, for this to be growing to where it has, you've seen it kind of unfold and grow to this type of not only sport, obviously, but kind of like I don't know how I want to say it. Like, it's to the forefront, right? It's really grown in a way that people are watching it, they're paying attention. What does it mean to the Paralympic community to see that happen?
Yeah, I think it's great for the Paralympic sports in general, just how they're growing. I mean, every year I feel like this sport just gets faster and faster, and over the past probably 8 years, I mean, you've really had to, like, learn the game and understand hockey and get, you know, have hockey sense. It just has really grown, and I think it's great. I personally think this is the best winter sport, Paralympic sport out there, so, and everyone loves it because of how physical it is and the speed of it.
And one of the greatest Paralympic hockey players ever is from right here in Buffalo, Adam Page, who I'm sure that you guys know about. Tell us a little about Adam and what he's meant, Jack, to the program.
Yeah, I got to I made the team back in 2016, 2017, so I got to play with him quite a bit on that lead up to the 2018 games. He was on my line for a while, and yeah, I mean, he was definitely one hell of a goal scorer. He had an absolute cannon for a shot. He was someone in practice that you never wanted to get in front of when he was letting that thing fly. So yeah, definitely a Buffalo legend.
And he was just inducted a couple years ago into the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. All right, this is going to be May 24th through 31st. Tickets are as low as $10, going to be at the Harbor Center. What do you got here, guys? USA, Canada, China, Korea, Germany, Czechia, Slovakia, Norway. Pretty good group, huh, Kevin? I mean, a lot of countries that are representing here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good tournament. I think, these other countries that are coming in, they're really, everyone's fighting to get seeded for the Paralympics and try to make it. Top six are guaranteed to get in. So it's going to be an intense tournament, and hopefully a lot of people come out and watch.
No doubt about it. And obviously, we can go to Lecom Harbor Center, their website. They can look into getting tickets for that as well. What are you guys doing while you're in Buffalo and promoting the event? What do you got going on?
Today we're actually at the Key Bank Center. We're gonna hang out here for the day and go to the Sabres game tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's gonna be a fun day.
Yeah, cool. Have you guys? I don't know. Have you been to Sabres games before? You've been to the arena for a Sabres game?
Yeah. I think I went to one in 15.
I got you. Well, yep. Tonight they take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Obviously, the season's not going where they want it, but you guys, they're playing very well right now, obviously. So if people are going to the game, I'm sure that they might be able to see you guys, and maybe they'll get recognized or something like that, and that'll be pretty cool for you to hang out with the fans as well. So enjoy that tonight.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
You got it. You got it, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining me today on WGR.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, you got it. Jack and Kevin, two members of the national sled hockey team, the Paralympic Games, and they're the lead up here coming in May 24th through 31st, the Ice Hockey Championships. So check it out. If you want to go to get tickets, Lecom Harbor Center, the website right there, They're going to be at the Sabres game tonight. So if you're going to the Sabres game tonight, you might have a chance to interact. You might have a chance to meet them. But check it out. Tickets as low as $10 coming at the end of May. So very cool there. Glad we were able to do that today. They reached out to me and said, hey, we got this going on. And I said, absolutely. Let's talk about it. I think it's very cool for the Buffalo area to have something like this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Couple things I need to touch on here before we get to the bottom of the hour. TJ Reeves, final four, final game. What happened yesterday? Last week, you and I were talking, and you were like, what? And I was telling you about, Josh, the bucket that the visiting radio team, it was because Sam Rosen. And I said, I met Sam Rosen in this bucket, right, the first time. And it would overhang the oranges at the old Odd between the oranges and blues. And I couldn't find a picture. Well, I happened to be downtown. My son was playing a hockey game at Harbor Center, so we go to the Tim Hortons right there. And sure enough, right on the wall, I'm like, wait a minute. That's a great shot of the Odd. And I look, there's the bucket. So I tweeted it out at Sal Sports. So if you go to my Twitter feed at Sal Sports, you will see a couple of the pictures of this, which is the visiting radio booth bucket hanging over the oranges and the blues that people had to climb into. Now that you see it, both the wide shot and the close shot, what do you think of this?
It's not as bad as what I was imagining. I was imagining it way higher, but I still would not want to sit there. That's just... No way. I don't do heights very well, so that would probably not be very good for me. But I would be pretty mad if I was a person in those seats, because I feel like those like six or maybe it's like eight seats actually, but regardless, like you probably couldn't see all that much because of where the camera's positioned and where the bucket's sitting. Like you'd see the other, like both ends of the ice, but you wouldn't see like most of the middle.
So if you want to get connected with me, it is always getting connected with our fans. And it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And that's at Sal Sports. Pat tweeted, and thank you, Pat, said, I had to climb down into that bucket several times when I interned with the Stallions. That's a Buffalo soccer team working game nights for the Sabres. He said, I thought Fred Cusack with the Bruins broadcast crew was going to have a panic attack at one point. He said, though it wasn't visiting radio, it was usually visiting TV. But thank you for the clarification. You see the cameras right there. How about our own Howard Simon? He said, I sat there once when I filled in as a color person for an Islanders game. What? What story is this that I never heard from Howard?
That's awesome.
Go check it out. I put the picture up. There's two pictures. You can see the wide angle. This is something we talked about last week. And then I have the close-up of the bucket and where people sat. It's unbelievable. Pretty crazy. So yesterday I was off. And I wasn't planning on being off, but unfortunately, my best friend's mom passed away last week. So yesterday was the funeral. And it was a great service, really, you know, honored her very well. And he did a great job giving a eulogy. I am 52 years old. Yesterday, Josh, was the first time I was ever a pallbearer. Have you ever been a pallbearer?
No. No, I have not. That's
so it's interesting. I've talked to people about my age who have said, I've never been one. I've talked to people your age who said, oh, I've done it multiple times. Like, I don't, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. It's obviously you get asked, whether it's family or friends. This happened to be the mother of my best friend and said, hey, my mom would be honored if you were a pallbearer. And I had never done this before. And I'm just saying, it's kind of interesting to think about that in life, how, you know, you go through, I've been to many funerals. I've been to funerals for family. Been to funerals for friends, been to funerals for family members of friends and friends of family members. And yesterday was the first time I'd ever been, and obviously it's an honor to do something like that in a really unfortunate circumstance, but yesterday was the first time. So my father died when I was 19 years old. I was not a pallbearer for his funeral. So I asked my brother, who was 22 at the time, hey, were you a pallbearer for dad's? He said, no, I wasn't. And I guess there's no like protocol, I'm not really sure. And I apologize for like not knowing if there is, but I think it just depends on, you know, at that moment, I can't imagine even being that for my dad at 19. Like it would have been a really heavy situation, right? So I guess it just kind of all depends on, you know, what your circumstance is. But I thought that was kind of, you know, interesting. And, you know, I had to ask. I didn't want to do anything wrong. Where do I be? When do I be there? What do we do? You just listen. They'll tell you where to meet. They'll explain to you how to do it. So yesterday was the first time. It was also the first time in many years I'd been in a procession driving for a funeral, and I hadn't done that. And I didn't know, like, what happens when you get to a red light. And I'm thinking, literally, I'm thinking of all these things. Because you're, like, 20 cars long, you know what I mean? There's about a 20-minute ride as well. So that was just something that I'd never really experienced until yesterday. And just something I thought I'd maybe throw out there if people have those experiences or haven't had them. And, you know, if you have any thoughts on that, because it was just very interesting to me. So, yeah, that was it was obviously not the kind of not the circumstance, right, that you want to be a part of, but, you know, honored to be a part of it. It was a great ceremony, by the way. And my best friend, he actually spoke so eloquently about his mom. And I told him, he's an attorney. And I said, if this attorney thing never works out, you could go to do eulogies because you made people feel good inside, you know, the church at the time. So that was nice. All right. So we'll take a timeout. When we come back here, TJ Reeves, he is the sideline reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this time of year, he's a college basketball announcer. He is at the Final Four. He's in San Antonio. He was at the game last night. I got to ask him, first question, did Houston lose it or did Florida win it? We'll talk about that when we come back here with my buddy TJ Reeves on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.